Pigeon.
Make Maddie proud. Make Daddy proud.
Don't dye your hair.
It's only a game. Why you have to be mad?
Hello, welcome back. First up, we have wellness check. Feeling good? Question mark. Mitch Marner is an absolute fucking beast. This man has a 22. Is that right? 22 now?
I thought it was 21.
No, it's 22 because there's like several Taylor Swift tweets. This is coming back to me. I don't know what happened. Sure I bookmarked one, but I don't know where it is.
The Leafs tweeted, I don't know about you, but I'm feeling 22.
Yeah. So yeah, like go off Mitch Marner. He had, it was like a second assist to get the point, but he also scored the game-winning goal in overtime. They did it.
They can finish an OT.
All it took was a power play, I believe. I was not home, but I think it was just a power play that helped them do that, which is funny. But also, it was like an overtime power play. So it was four forwards, John Tavares, Mitch Marner. I was going to say Morgan Riley. Oh, man, I miss him. Austin Matthews and William Nylander. It was his, I think, 150th goal. Yeah, 150th career goal, which sounds like so little, but also makes sense for Mitch Marner. Like, he hadn't been scoring a ton of goals. But yeah, still amazing. We love him. Go off. Just keep going off, Mitch Marner.
Yeah.
The longest streak by an active player, or a player that is currently active in the league, is 26 games, and it's Patrick Kane. So definitely he needs to beat that.
Yep.
Minimum, that's what I need
you,
from him.
You can stop at 27. I don't even care. But
yeah, literally. Beat Patrick Kane, and I am happy.
What is the stick to the Leafs? I don't know if there's like a video or if the Leafs just, whoever was like their Twitter admin was just misspelling. What the hell is Michelli? Why do they keep putting a Y at the end of his name?
I have no idea. I don't know why, but it feels like Austin Matthews, Michael Bunting. It feels like it's them. It's from them. I don't know.
I'm here for it though. Tweeting, yeah. Calling him that. So
yes, go off Michelli Marner. Yeah, anyway, yesterday's game was really fun. Love that. It was against Calgary. Austin Matthews, Mitch Marner, and William Nylander scored again. Leafs are 17-0-1 when all three of them score.
Love it.
In the same game. William Nylander had himself a night. He had 2 goals and 3 assists. He was in on every single Leafs goal.
Oh God, what a guy.
I love that. Also, like, just a big fuck you to all the dads and idiots on Twitter who were like, no, I'm trading him for some shitty, slightly less shitty defenseman than we currently have. I'm so glad that Kyle Dubas is not stupid.
Yep. Not one of these men.
Yeah. Go off, Kyle Dubas. What else happened Leafs related? Fucking Daryl Sutter literally said after the game, I assume because of the penalty in overtime. I didn't see it. I don't know what it was for. But he literally said, that's one thing I learned a long time ago. When you're in Chicago all those years and you come into Toronto, you know what goes on. I won't say nothing more. Calgary was shorthanded 6 times during the game. every penalty I saw was very valid, and the ones called on the Leafs were weak. Or at least one or two of them called on the Leafs were really weak, mm-hmm. and one led to a goal, like a power play goal. And so, you know, bringing the stats, James Mertl says the Leafs are 28th in power plays awarded per game in the last 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I'm pretty sure Calgary's like, I think Steve Dangle tweeted like a chart. Like Calgary's like
there's something.
Five, fifth or sixth. Yeah.
Like,
Steve Dangle was like, we can look things up, bud.
Yeah.
Things are Googleable.
Exactly.
Check your facts.
And like, the other thing is, I don't know why you bother saying that, because it's obviously untrue.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also like, not only is it obviously untrue, it's like just a stupid thing. It makes you sound like a sore loser.
Yes. If you're like, oh, we only didn't win because Toronto, we're in Toronto.
Yeah. Like,
or any team in the league, we only didn't win because we were playing Toronto and the league favors Toronto. Like, no, that's not.
Exactly. Have you considered that perhaps Toronto is just a really good team?
Why don't you, like,
you're a fast team. Your team, Calgary, is not particularly fast. Like, I think it's pretty obvious.
They were just the better team.
Exactly.
That's like I just don't understand. In sports, there's just some people who can't accept that when they get beat, they were beat by the better team. Like, yeah, oh, yeah. Like we tried, they were just the better team.
Mm-hmm.
How many times has Sheldon Keefe said that? Oh, they were just the better team. They, like, so many times.
Exactly.
Like,
and I don't think the Leafs like played particularly great, but it was also kind of some not great goals let in by Murray and stuff like that. So like, I don't think as a team they played great, but they still deserve to win.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ah. Yeah,
apparently. The Leafs haven't lost in regulation in a month.
Wow. That tracks. They do keep losing in overtime. I still can't believe that they won yesterday in overtime.
I was shocked.
Especially like when I got back from, like, I didn't see it because I was leaving for my game, but when I got back, I like check Twitter and there's like at least 10 tweets from Leafs people as overtime started going, so how long, like 4 seconds, what are we thinking, how long until this is over? Like, we all just knew.
The confidence is just not there.
Yeah.
Hey,
Matt Murray had an adventure yesterday too. He Giordano got caught. And the puck's like squirting towards him and there's a defender coming, but Matt Murray doesn't think he's going to get it before the Calgary player does. So he charges out to just shy of the blue line, makes the stop or like poke checks, and then gets partially back, spins back around, gets the rebound on that play, and then gets back into the net and it's a block shot. But like an adventure.
Man went on a trip.
He did.
He said, I'll be back.
He genuinely did. He was like, yep, see you in a sec. It's fine. Don't worry. I got it.
Got to make those decisions sometimes, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, God. I forgot earlier this week. Pierre Engvall high-sticked Sean Durzi. It was kind of like, it was a swing to the head, but not like a swing to the head. You know what I mean? Like, I genuinely don't know how else to describe it. Like, it was a swing to the head, but it wasn't like, I'm taking off your head.
Yeah.
Kind of swing. I get the one game. I get it. Perfectly fine. However, like, the Leafs fans because he got a misconduct, so he didn't play the rest of the game, and there was a 5-minute power play. The Leafs fans literally booed Sean Terzi the rest of the period, the rest of the game. Anytime he had the puck, they booed him. Which I thought was really funny.
Move your head next time, kid.
Yeah, that's on you.
Don't be there.
Exactly. So, well, that happened. But earlier in the game, Nick Robertson took a hit and kind of, I'm not entirely sure, like crumpled funny. And it was a penalty. It should have been a penalty because it was away from the puck. But he did something to his shoulder. So he is out. I think they said 6 to 8 weeks. This poor freaking kid, like he literally broke his leg last year. Yeah, it's not good, especially because they had, because Yarncroke's injured. There's someone else who's injured, maybe. I don't know. But like, he would have had a spot, and mm-hmm. he was having a spot on the top line, whatever combination that ends up being, because it's, Keefe seemed to just be like throwing it in the blender. He was like, yep, we're gonna go Matthews, Marner, Bunting, and then we're gonna go Nylander, Tavares, and Malgin sometimes, I guess. And then he was like, nope, actually we're gonna flip the Marner and Matthew, or Marner and Nylander. And then he was like, wait, no, I'm actually gonna put Matthews, Nylander, and Marner out. It's like, okay, all right.
He was just going with his gut.
Yeah, he was just having a ball.
Thinking on his feet.
Yeah. So. Yeah, so we're down. Yeah, yesterday they played, they had Malgin in, they had Simmons in, and they had Joey Anderson in. Yeah. Oh, they had recalled SDA. He played for one game and then they sent it back down. I thought he looked fine. I don't know. I guess they're like, well, we have Dennis Mong and we might as well play him. Because I think I had said last week that SDA was on like a bit of a tear in the AHL. So I think they're kind of rewarding him for that and then sent him back down. Oh yeah, Connor Timmins has finally played, but it's only because Victor Mete got injured. They have played like, I swear, half their games this season with 5 defensemen. Like half a game. Like half of the games this season, half a game they've played with 5 defensemen because Mete got injured. I don't really know what happened. They put him on LTIR. I think there's something with his leg. I don't remember. But yeah, but our Lord and Savior TJ Brody is back.
Amazing.
It's the little things. But they really said you can only have 7 defensemen maximum. No more, no less. Marlies, you want Matt Hollowell back? Nope, not happening. Like, Hollowell hasn't played in a few games, but
we'll keep this.
Yeah, there's no way he's going down because he's literally their 7th defenseman.
Oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm. It's been fun. But also, despite having 5 defensemen, the Leafs got back-to-back shutouts earlier this week. 2 different goalies, Samsonov and Murray. Samsonov has 7 straight home wins now, which is pretty cool. And the Leafs are, I think, 1 point back of Boston from league lead right now.
Wow.
Yeah. Because Boston had a big lead. Yeah. I love it. It feels, and you know what? They're not like leafing. You know, I'm not scared about them having a lead. in the third period. They're playing strong defensively. They're playing smart offensively. I like what I'm seeing from them.
I just went to the NHL app and to the league standings. Boston's first. New Jersey is second. But they're like 43-43. And then Toronto's third, 42.
Yeah. I think when that had been tweeted out, New Jersey hadn't finished their game yet. So that's probably what it was. But still.
Shook.
Yeah. Genuinely, where did New Jersey come from? Like, they did not make significant changes in the offseason. I don't know what they did. They just
deal with the devil. I don't know. Because,
well, they are the devils, so.
Well, okay, checks out. It doesn't make any sense to me. It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't, yeah. Like, they didn't fundamentally change the team other than, like, Heischer being back because he was injured for a lot of last season, right? That's the only thing. Jack Hughes has been going off for whatever reason, like, depth players, like, not depth, but, like, people like Mikey McLeod and Nate Bastian have been doing well, like.
It's just so weird. They were like, you know what? We're going to be really, they had a pep talk. They're like, we're going to be really good this season.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, break.
Exactly. Like, it genuinely feels like that's what happened. They just decided before the season, we're going to be good this year. You know what? We're going to be good this year.
New Jersey's winning the cup. That's where I'm at right now.
Honestly, it feels like it. I did forget to mention with the Leafs that with Connor Timmins playing and getting a point the other night, the Leafs have 7 former Sioux Greyhounds who have registered a point this season.
God.
Let's see if we can name them, because I wasn't sure if this includes Matt Murray. So Muzzin, obviously Timmins, Sandin, I think SDA had a point. Who am I missing? There's obviously 7. I have only 4 people right now.
Murray.
Give me a second. I will keep track of who the Leafs' former Sioux Greyhounds are. No. Oh, Michael Bunting, Wayne Simmons. It must be
Mac Hollowell. No,
Mac was a Greyhound.
He was, but did he?
Yeah, he got a point for sure. Right? Yeah, he played enough games. I'm pretty sure he got a point. My goodness. I'm so sorry. Can you hear my stomach? It's like making all these noises. Yeah, he has 2 assists. That must be it. So we got to get Matt Murray a point. Mm. We got to get Matt Murray a point. That's what I've learned here. Let's get 8. Let's ensure that every single former Sioux Greyhound who's on the Leafs roster has gotten a point. Ideally, most fun, goalie goal. Why not?
Yeah.
I think you're up like 5-1, something like that, like a pretty big score differential. I want Matt Murray to be trying to score.
Mm-hmm. Next the time there's an sense. Open net, like next time the goalie leaves, like just it down.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I want.
Move out of my way. Shoot it down the ice.
Yep. This is what I want to see. Is a Matt Murray goalie goal for him to get his point.
Maybe he'll go on a trip to the opposite goal.
Yeah, exactly. Something like that. Um, The Marlies named a captain. It's Logan Shaw. I do not know who this man is. I'm pretty sure I've seen him play for the Marlies, but I don't. It's not here.
Yeah.
But like, it makes sense because it has to be someone who's staying in the AHL. Like, it couldn't be someone like Joey Anderson who's up and down, or kind of expected to not stay. So there you go, Logan Shaw.
Congrats to that man.
Congrats. Yep. The thing is, I saw the video and I was like, I've never seen this man's face in my life. Ever in my life before. He's new to me. Also, every time I look at a Marlies roster now, I'm like, who the fuck are you? The entire, like, half the roster. I'm like, who are you?
I'm just like, have we met?
It's because all the Marlies are on the Leafs right now.
Yep.
Or injured. Or both. Yeah. Okay, what else? I am trying to keep track, but I have when the Leafs played Dallas, we had Jason Robertson, who at that point was on an 18-game point streak, versus Mitch Marner. Obviously, he was on his, I think 20. Or he was on 19 going into it. So obviously, Mitch Marner extended his streak, but the Leafs shut out Dallas. There was also a disallowed goal, but I think it was very obviously offside. And Jason Robertson did not factor into it. But yeah, they said it was the first time that in NHL history that two players with 18 plus game goal streaks or point streaks had ever gone against each other, which is kind of cool, especially because it's not necessarily people you would expect to have point streaks like that. Okay, I think that's actually it for the Leafs. I think there's so many things that happened and it's hard to keep track. What else happened this week? I guess we'll start at the Canucks are apparently prepared to take less in quotation marks in return for Brock Besser. So very interested to see where he goes. I don't think it's likely that we see him going to another Canadian team from like a trades perspective, but I do think like someone like Winnipeg would be interested. They've been doing pretty well this year, but I think adding Brock Besser would just be like another layer. I don't know who you're trading for him. I barely know who is a Winnipeg Jet. So it is what it is. Let alone any of your prospects. I know zero prospects for other teams unless I liked the prospect before, which at this point I don't think I have any of those really.
Yeah.
Yeah, so RIP Brock Besser, or maybe congrats Brock Besser.
Yeah, well, we shall see.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, like, he would like to go to Minnesota, and apparently Minnesota's interested, but they don't have enough cap space to be able to afford him without significant moves, so seems unlikely. Jake Voracek suffered his at least 7th documented concussion, so he's out indefinitely until he can ensure that his brain won't be any more permanently damaged. So we're wishing him the best and a
horrible.
Yeah, it really is. It's a really tough thing to go through. Um, Oh, Nathan McKinnon injured, out approximately 4 weeks. I generally, how is Colorado doing? I have no idea.
Question.
I haven't, yes, I haven't checked in on them at all. I haven't thought about them.
They're like middle of the pack. They're 16th in the league, 30 points.
Third in their division? All right, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they literally won the Stanley Cup last year.
Hey, we'll see.
You keep looking at the Pacific, and I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, Vegas, sure, at the top, sure. Two, Los Angeles. Okay. Three, Seattle. What?
Where did that go? Left field. Left field.
Mm-hmm. And they've played three less games in Vegas and four less games in Los Angeles.
God.
Like, they probably will end up being second in the division once they play a couple more games.
They've played the least games of this, of the entire Pacific. Everyone else has played a minimum of 28.
Yeah. And then, like, Edmonton, Calgary, you don't expect them to be 4 and 5 in the division, but they are. Vancouver is kind of where I expected them.
Mm-hmm.
Same with San Jose and Anaheim. Anaheim somehow is doing way worse than I thought they would, though. Like, 17 points only. Only have 7 wins.
Ooh.
I knew we were tanking, but I didn't think we were tanking that much.
I think they've only won a single game in regulation. And they play the Leafs on someday this week. Tuesday. We'll see.
Yeah, like, I don't know. See, that doesn't feel like a trap as much anymore. You know, like, and same with playing LA. I was like, there's three or four former Leafs on that team. I wasn't worried about the fact that we'd have like a Sean Durzi goal assisted by Trevor Moore and Carl Dahlstrom. I wasn't worried about that. And they seem to be like giving those stupid little things away much less. So I'm hesitantly optimistic about the Leafs right now. They seem like a different team. Anyway, to make it about the Leafs again.
Always circles back.
Always circling back, yep. So remember how we talked about Shane Wright, like, not really playing for Seattle? He's literally just sitting in the press box. Well, he did his conditioning stint in wherever his AHL team is. So he did his like 5 games there, scored several goals, came up his first game against Montreal, who didn't pick him first overall, and scores his first NHL goal. Yeah, yes. This, we love karma. Spite. Connor McDavid and Dylan Strome played each other again. And like, I just suddenly got all of these like emo fan cams on my Twitter feed. And it was just making me laugh. I just had to bring that up because I had literally had like 4 of them bookmarked. I was like, why? Like, literally one is to Red by Taylor Swift. Okay.
Hi.
Anyway. Oh, Tage Thompson. Extremely tall man.
Oh my god.
Like, really went off the other day. He scored 5 goals. Just 5 goals.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy.
In one game. 4 of them in the first period.
Huh? Like, and the first 16 minutes.
Mm-hmm. And he played 4 less minutes than he normally does. They should have put him back. Like, they should have played him the normal amount. I don't care if it's a blowout game. Should have played him the like normal amount he would have played, which is about 18 minutes. He only played 14. To see if he can even remotely touch Daryl Sittler's 6 goals in a game. Or like it was that game where he had 10 points, 6 were goals. like see if he can get near that, you know? Mm-hmm. Why not? They were like arguing about that, and Kevin Bieksa was like, it's sportsmanship. And I was like, for him to play less minutes than he normally does? No, it's not. And 4 less minutes is a lot. It's different if it's a minute or so. Mm-hmm. 4 less minutes is a lot. That's a lot of shifts that you're sitting on the bench just watching, mm-hmm. after having scored 5 goals. Like, it feels like punishment. Though, like, so what if you scored 5 goals? I literally told one of my kids that I was coaching today not to keep scoring. I was like, I need you to pass the puck because I feel really bad for the other team. Anyway, it's not that hard. That's what I'm saying. Okay, what else happened? Chris Letang played yesterday. If you'll recall, he had a stroke about 12 days ago. He played yesterday, so that's really exciting to hear. I didn't expect to hear that he was playing so soon.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, really good for him.
Yeah, happy he's able to get back on the ice.
Mm-hmm. Jack Hughes played 6 minute shift to end the game yesterday.
Oh.
But the best part of this is that with the last 7:52 remaining in the game, he played a 1 minute 31 second shift and then a 6 minute and 2 second shift. So if you add that up, he played 7 minutes and 33 seconds of 7 minutes and 52 seconds. He sat for 19 seconds in the last almost 8 minutes. Like,
I no.
How? Just how?
Just an abundance of energy.
Yeah. Like, if that was anyone older than 30, they would have dropped dead.
Mm-hmm. Like, oh my god. They'd be like,
thank god it was Jack Hughes and not like, I'm thinking like Mark Giordano. This man is almost 40 years old. If you asked him to play that much,
he would tell you to fuck off.
No, he'd do it, but he would probably like drop dead. He would not be able to finish. Yeah, insane. I hope he slept all day today.
Yeah.
Let's switch things. 50-year-old Jaromir Jagr is made his season debut in the Czech League today. Like, I'm not sure this man will not retire. He will not. They're like, oh, we want to induct him to the Hockey Hall of Fame, but we have this rule that it's like 5 years after you stop playing, and he just won't stop. Like,
having the time of his life.
He is.
He's like, why would I want to be in the Hall of Fame when I could just keep playing?
Exactly. I want to be the oldest player.
This man literally a few months ago said that I don't forget if he said like his, I don't think he said his goal, but he was like, yeah, I would go back to the NHL if someone would sign me. Like, what?
I think someone should.
Oh my god, yeah.
I think it'd be really funny. Like, Anaheim, what do you have to lose? You're tanking anyway. What would 50-year-old Jaromir Jagr do to you? Make you better? Unlikely. Unlikely.
But, like, for the memes, you know?
Exactly. I think it'd be so funny. I think they should.
Everyone would watch.
Yeah. Arizona. That's where he should sign.
Jaromir Jagr. Jaromir, oh my god. College hockey town. Oh yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Let's call Kessel.
Unlikely duo. Arizona makes the playoffs on the back of Phil Kessel and Jaromir Jagr. Oh my goodness. I think they should. I really think they should.
I'm fully on the boat here.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of Arizona, they had their first home win against the Bruins the other night since 2009.
Wow.
2009. Oh my goodness. That.
I was 10 years old.
Yep. 12 years ago? No. 13 years ago? No. Oh my god. Like.
That's their Stanley Cup.
It is. Oh my goodness. Oh man. Apparently Jesse Puljujärvi, the Oilers have been trying to move Jesse Puljujärvi, but teams haven't been offering what the Oilers think are fair. So they're gonna have to like trade him for peanuts. Which I think is funny because I don't like the Oilers. So I think that's really funny. I think they should trade him for peanuts.
I love Jesse. I love him. Great guy. But I just thrive on the Oilers' downfall.
Oh yeah, but like him being traded for peanuts is probably more of a win for him.
Yep. It's like, all right.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh.
What else? Oh, the Canucks, I don't know why I didn't see this, but remember how we were talking, I think it was last week, about the Canucks Hockey Fights Cancer Night?
Mm-hmm.
So each Canuck had their jersey personalized, so they put a name on the back of their jersey for, you know, someone who they're fighting against cancer for. And Ilya Mikheyev put Rodion Amarov on his. And that's just so sweet to me. I love it. Like, so sweet. So cute. Yes. I just, very good.
What a guy. Nice.
Yes. I miss soup.
Me too.
We're like completely soupless. What are we supposed to do?
It's like weird not calling anyone soup.
Yeah. Did you I don't know how it started, but remember like during the bubble? I think it was during the bubble. I might be wrong on the timing, but when Jumbo and Austin Matthews and Mac Hollowell were living together. There was one other person there. And Mac Hollowell were living together. Mac Hollowell was nicknamed Cheese by Jumbo Joe.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I think that's as close as we're getting to soup.
Yeah.
This year.
Just
cheese. I feel like there's something there with like Mickey Mouse, Mitch Marner, and Cheese, but I don't got it. There's something there, but I don't got it.
Dots ain't connecting here.
No. Yeah. Anyway, that's close as we got to soup.
Mm-hmm.
There was like a bunch of suspensions this week. Obviously, Angbo, like we talked about earlier, but also Jeff Skinner. Cross check on Jake Guentzel. I love the screenshot from the NHL player safety. It's literally you see the stick up in the air, like near Jake Guentzel's face. Just very funny to me. The screenshot, the concept of cross checking someone in the face. Like it's very obvious that that's what's happening. I don't know what they did to make Jeff so mad, but he was mad. Also, Jamie Oleksiak, 3 games for an illegal check to the head on some Washington player I've never heard of, Alexander Oleksiak.
Is that a child? I feel like that's a child, or at least was a child maybe like a year or two ago.
That does sound right.
I feel like that's, oh, wait, is that who, remember after the Capitals won the Stanley Cup, Ovi was at the draft and he announced the draft pick, or maybe there was just a video his wife posted of him when this guy got drafted, I want to say, but it could also have been a completely different person.
This vaguely sounds familiar. It could be him. We're not going to Google, though. It could be him.
He's 23. Makes sense.
That does, timing-wise.
2018 mm-hmm. draft.
They won in what?
20... And he's 31st. I think they won. So, yeah.
2017, I think. I think. No, 2018?
28. I think they won in 2018. Because Vegas it was them in Vegas.
Yeah. I was just thinking about them in the fountain. That's how I got to Vegas. Yeah. Not that I remembered the series. It was that I remembered them in the fountains.
I don't know why that piece of information that just Ovi announcing Alexander Oleksiak, I don't know why that's in my brain. I don't know what drawer I pulled that out of in my memory, but wow.
Very useful information in our brains.
I'm impressed with myself.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive, actually. It is. Okay, this, like, I did not see anything about this until they talked about it last night in the Hockey Night in Canada, but apparently Char was on some podcast and he said that during the 2011 Stanley Cup final that the Canucks had been practicing what their cup celebration would be, like how they would like lift the cup and who they'd pass it to and stuff, which is just like a really weird thing to say in general, because it doesn't make sense. There's no way they would do that just with your brain. Step two with your brain, there's media at every single practice. They would not have gotten away with it.
No. And for someone to have not already like have made a joke of it or like said something about it.
Yeah, exactly. And like, why are you bringing this up 12 years later? 11 years later? I don't get it. Anyway, but yeah, Kevin Bieksa was obviously on that 2011 Vancouver team. And he was like, he wasn't even pissed about it. He was like almost hurt because of the points that were brought up, because he felt like, one, he felt like they were insulting the character of the leaders, like Daniel and Henrik Sedin and Roberto Luongo and like himself and a couple others. And he was like, it was insulting their character, but also just like hurt that it came from Zdeno Chara of all people. It doesn't seem like anything he would say. Like, it seems like something Brad Marchand would say, but not now. He would say it after they won the cup, immediately after they won it. Yeah, really weird. Anyway, it kind of made me laugh, actually.
I laughed at the picture that they tweeted. It was like a paper cup. They were trying to pass the cup.
Like, all right. Yeah, that's funny.
One way to cope.
Exactly. What else happened? Did anything else happen in men's hockey this week? There's lots of women's hockey things. I don't know if anything else happened in men's hockey. Mm. I found out via meme that Zach Aston Reese studied graphic design in college, and that the Penguins let him design a media program 1 year.
Huh.
Yeah, I found out via the let's get you to bed, grandma meme. Anyway, very fun way to find out facts about players on your team. Love it.
He went to Northeastern. Shocked. Hold on a second.
I like one of the comments is literally okay, but the program didn't look good.
I for sure he was there for a whole four. Wow, I for sure seen him play hockey when he was in college.
You know,
barely even know
who he is now when he's on our team.
Yo, I see this kid's face sometimes. This kid, as he's like 28, I see this man's face sometimes, and I go, "Who is that?" Whenever the Leafs just like post a picture of his face, I'm like, "Who is that?"
Every single time. There's so many of them that I'm like, I don't know who you are. At this point, I'm afraid to ask. Like when they do those videos, that it's like when they ask the questions when they're coming into practice. I genuinely still some of them I'm like, I don't know who you are until I see the number. I have to look at the number to tell who you are.
Honestly, sometimes I even need to see the last name.
Yeah, that too. my goodness. So I think that's it for men's hockey. We got lots of women's hockey stuff though. Actually, there is one more thing for men's hockey. Aman. At Nazi Kadri was saying that, you know how like BookTok makes edits for, you know, like characters or whatever, apparently, you know, like the hockey romance novels and whatnot, people are making edits using actual hockey players.
Oh, so they are.
The one that really set her off was Mitch Marner, but there's literally one of John Tavares.
Like, no, sometimes they pop up on my For You page because like
I obviously like reader. Overlapping I for you like yeah
books, and then sometimes it's like lol here, you want more hockey, and I'm like this no, and so I try scrolling by really fast so
I block the person who posted it,
avert my gaze. I'm like, oh my god, no.
Yeah, genuinely just don't, especially John Tavares. Huh. I'm really hung up on that. They're like, he's so like this character, and I'm like, John Tavares.
John Tavares is a robot.
Yeah, he's not like anything.
No, John Tavares plugs himself in at night.
He does.
No. Like, y'all can't just find some, like, nondescript. You have to. No.
You don't need a hockey player. You just find a dude who vaguely looks like your character. Exactly.
No.
Do it how the rest of us did it and fan cast Andrew Garfield as young Remus Lupin. You know? Andrew Garfield of, like, almost 20 years ago. Gotta specify. Do it that way. Don't pick current hockey players.
No. Oh my god.
Yeah. Like, just I, if any of those show up on my For You page, I'm like deleting the app. I'm sorry, I'm done with TikTok.
God. Oh my god.
If we never post on the For Puck's Sake TikTok again, that's why. I've seen one of those edits and I have deleted the app.
Yeah, new side of hell.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, women's hockey. Lots of things. Let's see if we can rapid fire a couple of them. One, so Canada has their Athlete of the Year award. It was used to be called the Lou Marsh Award, but was renamed because he was a shitty person. So it is obviously Marie-Philippe Poulin. Because, you know, she had a pretty good year. Won an Olympic gold, her third. Scored her third Olympic gold medal game-winning goal. scored to win the World Championships. And became the only player to score in four gold medal games in the Olympics.
The list just goes on.
Yeah, like, this is only highlights. You know, like, we could keep going.
You're getting the Sparks Notes version.
Literally. Yeah, just obviously, duh, is literally what I saw when I saw. I also did forget the Olympics happened this year. In my head, it was last year, which doesn't really make sense. But the Summer Olympics were this year, which is wrong, even more wrong.
None of this makes sense.
Well, because the Summer Olympics were summer 2021, right? And then we had winter 2022. So it was like 6 months apart, not even. So that's why my brain is a mess about what happened with the Olympics and when they occurred. You look like you're so processing that so hard.
You just broke my brain, I think. No, because one of my kids, did I say something about, either I said something about the Olympics or one of my students came up to me and was like, what are the Olympics? And I was like, you don't know what the Olympics are? And then I explained, but then I was like, oh, it was like 2 years ago.
Nope.
Oh my god, we feel so far removed from the Olympics. Oh my god.
Yeah, it's been just the past like 3 years. They've happened. They're all the same year.
After COVID, post-COVID, you cannot ask me what year anything happened in, because I will either say, oh, that happened 3 years ago, or oh, that happened like 2 months ago.
Exactly.
It's all just the same year.
Yeah. Every time I'm like talking about something and I say last year, I always mean pre-COVID, but I always say last year.
I'm telling you, time hasn't gone forward since.
Exactly. That's why we're both still 22, 21, despite being born a year apart and not being that age.
I've started on the 24 train. I don't know when it happened or what altered in my brain, but I'm like, I'm 24. There's still a good more than a month. I've been doing it since like November.
I've been doing that too. I keep going, I'm 25. No, Megan, you're not. Not for another 6 months.
I just apparently don't even know when my birthday is. I'm whatever age I want to be, okay?
Exactly. Exactly.
So is Yami Roger, but...
Yeah. Except Yami Roger, I think he knows his age and he just wants to show off. It's different.
That's true.
The IIHF Hall of Fame announcer inductees, the only one I care about is Carolyn Ouellette, which is obvious. Again, very obvious. I don't need to state her accolades because, again, obvious. She should have been a first ballot Hall of Famer, but to the Hockey Hall of Fame, but the Hockey Hall of Fame selection committee is fucking stupid and for whatever dumb reason only elects one woman, even though they have two spots and more than enough eligible women who should be in the Hockey Hall of Fame. I can't believe that I have to continue to have this rant. It's every year. At least twice a mm-hmm. year, actually. It's usually whenever they announce the inductions and then when the actual induction ceremony happens, it's mm-hmm. like minimum twice a year that I make this rant.
It just like, it doesn't, like there's no reasoning behind it.
Mm-hmm.
There's no, it's just another way for them to be like, oh.
Yeah.
I don't even know. Like, ugh.
It's just, it's stupid. That's all it is.
Change it.
Exactly. It's some nice news. Natalie Spooner had her baby. Rory Sidney is his name. He looks pretty cute.
Yep. Congratulations.
Yes, congratulations to her. My dad was like, so how soon do you think she's going to be back out on the ice? I was like, Dad.
Soon.
He's like, she's going to be out here this weekend for the PWHPA All-Stars, right? Yeah, that's definitely what's happening, for sure. Speaking of that, I did not remember to get who won. But anyway, the PWHPA had their All-Stars this weekend. So Saturday, they had just like a regular, I don't want to call it league, but like showcase games. And then today they had 4 All-Star skills competitions and then did 3-on-3, 4 All-Star teams of 3-on-3. So the winner of the 3-on-3 teams was Team Keller. Other notable people on that team are Melody Daou, Rebecca Johnston. This is going by face, so if I don't say any Americans, that is why. And oh my goodness, what is her name? Nope, it's gone. All right, we'll just say Keller, obviously, Johnston, and Melody Daou. Daou kind of went off, I think, from what I saw. And then they had fastest skater. It was Kendall Coyne by like, I think 0.03 of a second, like really, really close, which is pretty cool. She just beat Renata Fast because Renata Fast is aptly named. And then they had accuracy shooting. Where are, I lost the, sorry, I have to scroll through all the 3-on-3 games. I lost track of the, ooh. Helpful. It didn't tell me.
So rude.
What the heck? Anyway, accuracy shooting, I do know, was Breanne Jenner because she shot at 10.627. It was basically the exact same as they do in the NHL and beat what Sebastian Aho won the NHL skills competition with by 0.03 of a second and would put her 4th all time since they made it a timed event in 2011. In the NHL. Really good. let's see if I can find it. Anyone else? Skills competition. So that's like the going through the pylons and doing some other stuff. Marie-Philippe Poulin also feels like a pretty obvious one. She was 9 seconds faster than the second fastest time. Again, ridiculous.
Wow.
And then the other one was the shootout, kind of the shootout streak or save streak. I think it was where'd it go? Amber Nazibkian, who won that one. They did this whole all four of those skills things in 55 minutes. NHL, take notes.
Truly.
It's annoying how long yours is, not gonna lie. Plus they bring on all the annoying commentators. No. I don't want to hear about them. I don't give a shit about some special old hockey player.
I like when they give the players a mic and that's it. That's all I need to hear. I just need to hear the commentary that they're having.
Yeah. Themselves. Exactly. That. Yes. That's the best part, honestly.
I don't need you to give me history. I don't even need you to tell me what's going on.
Exactly.
Just give me the whatever's going on down there.
Exactly. Anyway, so it seemed like it was a good skills competition and that it's a good format that they could probably use going forward. And yeah, seems good. And one last thing for the PHF, the Toronto Six hired Billy Bridges, who is a Canadian sledge hockey player. Also, I think he's Sammy Joe Small's husband. Not positive, but I think he is. Sammy Joe Small is president of the team, but nepotism aside, it makes sense. Anyway, as their accessibility coordinator. So he'll ensure that the game day experiences meet and exceed accessibility standards. So very exciting and a smart, it's a good thing to do. I've noticed, I'm pretty bad about it too, but if you're a league or an organization, you should always try and do simple things that can make someone with a disability's life easier, like adding a description, alt text for a photo. Mm-hmm. Not very good at it because I don't know how much to describe. I'm trying to get better. I've been pretty good about doing ours, but I don't always remember or feel that I can give an accurate description.
That's how I feel whenever I go to tweet a picture, A, sometimes I'm not in the right frame of mind. Two, I'm just how do I describe this picture? I need someone else, because I feel I can't describe what I'm doing in my own picture. Someone has to look at it for me and be and describe it to me. I'm great, cool.
Yeah, exactly.
Working out every day though.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. We are trying our best, and I just feel any leagues and organizations should be at minimum doing something like that, providing captions on your videos. That's something that pisses me off, because a lot of times I don't have headphones nearby and I'm not turning up my volume, but I want to see what this video is. So mm-hmm. You should put captions on all your videos. Yeah. It's nice. Easy. Yeah. I'm not saying it's easy, but I always caption all of our TikToks. We rarely speak in our TikToks, but I will caption the sound every time. Mm-hmm. Because it's easy.
Yeah.
And it's important. So, yes, I think it's a good thing for them to do.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I think that's it for this week. You can follow us on Twitter at For Puck's Sake Pod, Instagram at For Puck's Sake Podcast, TikTok at For Puck's Sake Pod, and Tumblr at For Puck's Sake Podcast. Bye.
Bye.